I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Artificial insemination is usually not controversial, at least not here in the United States. In Turkey, it's a different story. Artificial insemination is banned by Turkish law, and now a new measure makes it a crime for a Turkish woman to get pregnant with sperm from a foreign donor. Officials say the measure is based on a law that forbids concealing a child's paternity. Pinar Ilgarajan is a co-founder of Women for Women's Human Rights in Istanbul. Can you tell us why artificial insemination is illegal in the first place in Turkey?
It's because the Turkish government has failed to take necessary steps to bring law in line with new reproductive technologies until now. In fact, it's not because there has been any parliamentary debate on it. It was only a missing step to have legal sperm banks in Turkey.
And the government says the ban on artificial insemination is really about trying to protect inheritance rights for children, correct?
Well, that is, I think this is a new excuse that they have brought only today as the international and national public attention grew on this. I think what is really behind this law is a very conservative attitude, which is targeting single women who use artificial insemination to get children and probably also gay couples.
So now there's this new measure which makes it a crime for a Turkish woman to get pregnant with sperm from a foreign donor. Is this new measure about trying to stop sperm donations from foreigners, or is it really more about the whole artificial insemination issue in Turkey?
You see, Turkey is a secular country, okay? And this government has some religious roots. But it is forbidden in Turkey by constitution to have any religious arguments for a law. So I think what it's their interpretation of Islam. According to their interpretation of Islam, I think they think that this is a necessary step. But on the cover, they are saying that this is in order to protect Turkish lineage.
So give us a little context here. What's the practice in neighboring countries in the region?
For example, Greece, which is Turkey's neighbor, has one of the most progressive laws on sperm donation and reproductive technologies in the world. And actually, a lot of people also go to Greece from Turkey. And another neighbor, for example, Iran, has passed a fatwa, a religious decree, saying that under certain conditions, third-party egg and sperm donation is allowed. But, for example, in Lebanon, for the Sunni population in Lebanon, it is forbidden. But according to Islamic authorities, there's quite a divergence of views on this issue.
How much support does this new measure have among Turks, say, in Istanbul?
First of all, I must say that the Turkish public learned it through the international media, through BBC.
Oh, they're hearing about this for the first time through
the
international media.
It wasn't in the Turkish media until yesterday, until BBC brought it up. This regulation was published in the official gazette on the 6th of March. It's a very much a backdoor regulation, a very sleazy one. So there hasn't been any public debate on this. So now the reactions are coming and the women's groups are starting to prepare for a protest.
But there has been a consciousness of this issue. I mean, last year it got a public airing when one of Turkey's best-known actresses announced she had used a sperm donor in Denmark to conceive her daughter, who is now 5 months old. What was the reaction then?
Definitely, yes, there has been a consciousness. There has been a lot of support for her. That's the reason why I've said that it actually, the Turkish society, until this measure, was rather for legalizing sperm banks and allowing women, including the single women and gay couples and whatever, to have in vitro fertilization through third-party sperm donation.
You know, Turkey is very keen to join the European Union, but one of the issues that always comes up is just how European Turkey really is. I'm wondering what this measure says about Turkey and the extent to which it is on the same page with other EU countries.
You're very right. It seems that the government thinks that it is enough to have certain reforms regarding freedom of opinion, freedom of expression, etc. That is, like, liberties in other areas. But when it comes to gender relations, to women's rights, I think they don't understand or they don't realize that their mentality has to change if they would really like to join the European Union. And this is another example of it.
Pinar Ilgarajan is the co-founder of Women for Women's Human Rights in Istanbul. She's also the co-founder of the Coalition for Sexual and Bodily Rights in Muslim Countries. Very good to speak with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.